the spiritual teaching or teacher, if it is true, says, okay, do you realize that you don't need to suffer anymore? Are you fed up enough with suffering? Or would you like to hang on to suffering? Anybody who has come here today has already suffered enough. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. So in a way, your suffering has been wonderful because it's taken you to this point. I know that I wouldn't be sitting here without having had dreadful suffering and pain. So it's taken you here. And now the message that comes is further suffering is not necessary if you voluntarily step into the new state of consciousness. You choose the kingdom of heaven. Life doesn't have to drag you into it, kick you into the kingdom of heaven. It's painful. It did that to me. But now my job is to tell people that you don't have to wait for that to happen to you. Choose the new state, and you're able to do that. I wouldn't tell this to anybody, but not anybody comes here. If you come here, your level of consciousness, the new consciousness, is sufficiently emerged already for you to understand what I mean when I say you can choose to live in the state that is free of suffering. You can choose the state in which suffering is not possible anymore. Unhappiness does not arise. Not a state in which you close yourself and you become, okay, nothing can touch me anymore. Protective shell, nothing to do with that, because if nothing can touch, if you have a protective shell around you, that means all the beautiful and good things can't touch you anymore either. That's not what it is. It's a state of complete openness, a state of such intense presence that unhappiness has nowhere to cling to anymore. Because unhappiness can only cling to a mentally made sense of self, a little me, past, which moves continuously in past and future and continuously ignores the now. So the realization that in the now there are no problems and there is no unhappiness. And the unhappy me that lives through past and future dissolves as you become present. That's the teaching. That's the very same message that the Buddha gave 2,600 years ago, and a few people got it. And then misinterpretation started, because the mind started getting in there and say, okay, let's work this out. What does it really mean? How can we categorize it? How can we make a system out of that? So a heavy superstructure of mind stuff arose on top of the beautiful teaching. So this always happens. The mind tries to get in there, and so the heaviness of religion arises on top of the purity and simplicity of the original teaching. And this is the simplicity of the original teaching. We are going back to that. Freedom from pain is possible now. Now, first that means you understand how pain arises. It arises by not being present to this moment, by running away, by fighting, by denying, by running away internally from what is. So that's how pain arises, always. When you accept what is, the new state of consciousness immediately is present. So you can't separate acceptance of what is from the new state of thoughtless awareness. The moment you fully accept what is, the new state of thoughtless awareness is present. The whole mind stuff is resisting what is. Its very existence, the very ground for its existence, is the continuous state of resistance to what is. So resistance to what is and the old consciousness go together. So our practice is to not resist what is and thereby access the power of life. And yet, that may not immediately free you of all pain and suffering, because humans have been in that state for many thousands of years, and there is an energy field of pain that every human being inherits simply by the very fact that you are born into the human condition, into the unenlightened, painful human condition, in ultimately mad human condition up to this point. You are born into that, so every human being has a share of human pain that comes even from very, as you are born into this world, you're already born with a burden of pain. So this is a very important part of our practice and realization. This is not a facile thing of saying, okay, from now on we can all be happy. It goes deeper than that, and we are not running away also, we are not running away from the fact that in you there lives an energy field of residue of past human pain. On a personal level, pain from childhood that leaves residues, energetic residues, different things, painful things that happened to you in childhood, and of course far beyond that in time. But let's just talk from the level of your present existence in this form. Pain that is carried over from your childhood and beyond, and leaves, doesn't go away completely, it leaves residues of pain and energy fields. Everything is energy. Then those energy fields get together because they feel they vibrate at the same frequency. So emotional pain gathers into one mass of pain, contracted energy that isn't flowing freely, an energy of that I call the pain body that humans carry inside, an energy field of pain. And it's, if you don't recognize that, no matter how much spiritual practice you do, and even what we are doing here, if you do not see, if you do not recognize how the pain body operates, it will trick you every time and you will lose consciousness through it. So I want to address it now.